Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings. Welcome to Black Womaniverse. This is Goddess Tara, also known as Seek Wisdom. Thank you for coming out today to listen to us. We will discuss numerology. And numerology is numerology and information about your name. We have guest Lydia Mana, who will come on and speak about numerology today. So while we get the chat room open and wait for everyone to come on in, if you're on Facebook or if you're listening to us on our website, which is www.blackwombniverse.webs.com, come on over to Blog Talk Radio, and that is blogtalkradio.com/blackwombniverse. We are going to play some music while we get settled in and get the chat room opened up, so we'll be right back.
No hay nadie más que yo. Uno es el número mágico. En vida y en muerte, uno es todo. ¿Comprende?
If I multiply 2 times 2, is it really, really for me?
Da, 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 da.
And if I add 5 to get 9 minus 8, that just
leaves me.
So many times satisfied.
Peace and blessings, Anhotep family. Welcome back to Black Womaniverse. We are here today to discuss numerology. And that was just Jill Scott with One is the Magic Number. So I'm going to open up my line with my guest, Lydia Manat, today and see if one is the magic number. Peace and blessings, Sister Lydia. How are you?
I'm well. Greetings. How you doing?
I'm
you sound
great.
Great.
I'm great.
Yeah.
I am excited today. We're going to get a chance to talk about numerology.
Mm-hmm. My favorite subject. After birth.
All right. Now, for those who have not heard of you before, could you let us know who you are and how you came to be on the path that you're on?
Okay. I'm Lydia Manat Muhammad, and I am a numerologist, aromatherapist, a pre-birth parenting midwife, childbirth educator, massage therapist, HIV STD prevention educator, freelance photographer, illustrator, mother, grandmother, companion, what else? I just, that kind of sums it up, you know, and everything that I do, everything kind of like meld into one thing. So I know,
right.
Like people like to departmentalize things, right? You know, you got to be this or that or the other. And I've come to realize just in my own life that everything I do, I'm able to apply it to every situation that I'm in. So being an STD HIV prevention educator, I realize that when we're trying to help people change their at-risk behaviors, it's important for them to understand who they are, to understand their greatness, to know what their potentials are. They understand where they've been, so we generally have an understanding of our imbalance side, you know, because most of us have these imbalances that we need to address. However, they don't really know who they are as far as their strength side, because a lot of times when we're growing up, when we're babies, we know we're powerful. You know, we're at age of two, it's like nothing that we cannot do, right? We're trying to do everything. And then someone says, stop, you can't do that. No, don't touch, don't do this. And then we start internalizing the messages because then our hands get slapped or we get put away from what it is we're trying to get to, or we like something, we're trying to play with it, they take that away and give us something else because they want us to be something else. Children generally know who they are when they come, and they'll seek those experiences, you know, and we get deterred. Sometimes the children will tell you when they're little who they are, you know, like, or they will say, well, you know what, my other mommy did this or was that way, or, you know, I like you better this time around. And we're like, what are they talking about? And we don't pay attention. They're really trying to tell you they've been here before. And so when we're looking at these, these child prodigies, or we're looking at others who have these great gifts as young, we say, oh, what magnificent. They're just really, building on what they've already known. You know, they just have it. Whew. So I get excited.
Wow.
I have to slow down sometimes because I get so excited. You know, we just had a baby born a couple of weeks ago.
That is exciting.
Yeah, and the most amazing thing was after doing this work for about 20 years, people still are not familiar with natural childbirth. And that's the
now,
most amazing
it's funny,
thing.
I was about to say it's funny you should mention that, but it's really not.
Okay.
Now, this is the second time we've had Sister Lydia Manat on the show. And when she first came onto the show, she was talking about holistic childbirth and conception. So that was back in July. So it's been almost, about 6 months. So this show is way overdue. Now, I want you to give out your website information. I'm also going to put it in the chat room so that people can go check you out on your website and things of that nature.
Okay. I have two websites.
Okay.
The generic one is empowermentbylifepathawakening.com, and that's just a general website, empowerment. BYLIFEPATHAWAKENING, lifepathawakening.com. The second one is arisingpieceofart.com. That's ARISINGPEACEOFART.com. That one is for those who are not afraid to step into another journey and
right.
Look at the world of birthing and, you know, everything else that I do. You know, it kind of gives a little bit more visual. and of some of the people that I've worked with. The reason why I mentioned a birth is because my couples had chosen a name. And I said, okay, let's look at the day your child chose to be born on. Because in numerology, it's important to match up the day, or how you say, the date of birth, which is the life purpose, with the name.
Right.
So you want the name to be in harmony with the date that the child chose to be born on, because we all choose our birth dates because of what it is we're needing to work on in this lifetime, or what it is, you know, we want to accomplish, or, you know, just continuing to grow along a certain path, and for the lessons that we are to receive and the opportunities. So this child chose a particular birth date, and the name that the parents chose was not in harmony with the child. So I suggested that they not change the name that they had chosen for the child, but just change the vibration of it. You know, because we become very, very attached. You know, sometimes we've had these names in our minds for the whole time we've been pregnant, and or even when we were children. Oh, when I get older, I'm going to name my child such and such and such, right? So I didn't want to take that away from them. I just wanted to make sure it harmonized. So what I had to do was look at what they chose, look at the date of birth, and I had to do a little creativity by adding a letter here, adding another letter there, so that the name was still the same. So instead of one N, maybe two N's, okay? So instead of one L, maybe two L's, or maybe in front of the name, instead of the name itself, put D something, you know, D apostrophe name, you know, so that the name now adds up to be in harmony, and it's perfect when it's the same number, unless it's an 8 or a 4, to be the same. And so this way, the purpose as well as the opportunities will match up. So because our name reflects our opportunities, it reflects who we are by character. But, you know, when we get married and if we change our name, our character is going to change a bit too. In fact, every time we choose a name, our character changes somewhat. I think when I was a little girl, I remember Dionne Warwick had changed either the spelling of her name by adding a letter or dropping a letter or something. And that was the first, when I thought back, that I had ever known of anyone doing that for a reason as far as character or, you know, helping with one's purpose and path. Because that, it wasn't talked about much when I was like 10, 11 years old. And I was probably like 9 or 10. So when I got older and started studying, and what the people, the name people are familiar with is numerology.
Mm-hmm.
I was blessed to be able to come on a program here in Atlanta called WRFG 89.3 FM, and Wanique Kimite Hudishabaz was the host of Map Time Jazz with Wanique Kimite Hudishabaz. And I told him that I was I taught how to give birth to God, as well as I was a numerologist. And so he's had me come on his show for the last 8 or 9 years now, consistently. The thing about it is, when I start sharing with him about people hearing me in the public or seeing me, and, you know, sometimes, you know, guys have these little ways of trying to get closer to you. So they're like, oh, well, you're a numerologist? Oh, I'm a numerologist too. I said, really? And so as they started sharing with me what they knew, which was very, very basic, although they were claiming to be numerologists, I started sharing a little bit more and helped them to understand that it's not just your date of birth or the day you were born, but it's a whole series of pieces that go to it, which involves the name. So being a creative person that Wanique Shabazz is, he's like, oh, you're a numerologist because you involve not just the birthday but the name, you know, and there's very key pieces to that. So he actually coined the phrase of numerologist. So that's why I tell everyone, if you go in the store, you're not going to see a book under numerologist unless it's mine, because I'm writing some books. But you will see numerologist for those who are familiar with this particular science. And it is a science. It's something that we use in our ancient times. It helped us to understand who was going to be the builders, who are going to be the doctors,
right?
Who are going to be, you know, whatever field of endeavor that our particular civilizations needed. It wasn't any guessing. It wasn't any, oh, well, I think, or it wasn't, oh, well, when I get to be an adult, I want to do this. It's like our children knew who they were by the time they were 6 years old, and we knew who they were, and we gave them gifts and presents and, how you say, things that was going to encourage that particular development in them. so that there was no wavering. So we produce masters and gods all the time because we knew that knowledge itself. Knowledge itself is so important if you're talking about mastery. Now, if you want to live your life until you're like 50 and 60, oh, I wish I had done this when I was younger, or, wow, if I had just lived this way, I would be much happier, because so many of us are not happy with what it is that we're doing. Someone told us we could make money at doing a particular field, even though you'd rather be off somewhere fishing on the boat, you know, but now you're in this field of, you know, medicine. Never mind that you're prescribing drugs and stuff that's killing folks or whatever, because you should have been over there in a boat in the first place, but you're in this field and you were told you make money at it. So you're making money, but you have no passion for it.
Right.
And so that's how you treat people, you know, as just about business, just about the money. Whereas when we're actualizing our true purpose, we are mastering who we were born to be. We chose it when we decided to come on that day. And when our names actually reflected harmony with it, there was no wavering as far as accomplishing our goals, and we were quite happy at what we were doing. And so that's what this is all about, is helping people to really know who they are and get on purpose, because our communities need it. We need people who love what they're doing. And it's so interesting because the work today, we have employers that if you're not upset while you're working, they're not happy. If you're stressing while you're working, then, this is what jobs is all about. But where did that come from? You know, why is it, you know, to me it's like slavery. Okay, just get in there because you're able to get there, but don't be happy doing your work. Don't be talking. Don't have fun. Don't communicate. It's like, oh, you're talking to someone? Let me write you up. You know, why is it that why is it that we cannot be happy doing the things that we love to do?
And see, that's what life is really about, and that's why, you know, numerology is very important. Now, that brings up a question. A lot of people, when they're dealing with numerology, they're dealing with life path and everything that's based on their date of birth. And as you spoke to earlier, numerology incorporates your name, your full name at your date of birth, and your actual date of birth. And that gets into way more than your life path.
Yes.
But for those who do not know and are new to numerology, I am a student of numerology. I've just started studying it as well.
Okay.
So can you get into what a life path is?
Okay, what a life path is.
Mm-hmm.
A life path is your purpose. A life path are things that you come here to develop. In other words, the day that you were born is your inner child. So these are gifts and talents you already have. Your life path, being as your purpose, is what it is that you're supposed to be nurturing and developing along the way. For instance, my birthday, I was born on the 2nd. So I'm sensitive and I'm intuitive to people. I'm very shy, you know, growing up. But when I started doing this work and understanding that, looking at the numbers, and I looked at my purpose, which is a 3, when I add up all the numbers, I get a 30, which comes to a 3. And a 3 is about motivating people. But here I was very, very shy. So I had to bring myself out of the shyness and look at what my gifts and my talents were naturally, look at what I was supposed to be developing, and then the course of my teaching has actually developed my talents for speaking. Everything in my life and the opportunities have come my way that helped me to teach people new things in their life, because I'm also a master 11, which is an 11, where my name numbers are added up. So I'm supposed to show people new ways of doing things. I'm a master teacher. So with having to develop my skills for teaching, actually, I had a job that put me into the prisons, put me into the detention centers, the group homes, some of the most challenging places to teach, because they're not gonna make you think they like you when they don't.
Right.
You know, they're going to just tell you about yourself, because what do they have to lose, right?
Mm-hmm.
So those are the places that came my way for me to teach in. And through being in those places and teaching about numerology, you know, let them know, first of all, I don't say numerology or numerology to them. I say, let's talk about your gifts and your talents.
Right.
And because I do that with them, it's developed me even further in what I know. And it's allowed me to be comfortable with speaking in groups and crowds of people. Because I've had sometimes 50 inmates that I've had to talk to, women. And, you know, a lot of times women don't get along, you know, whether they locked up or not, you know. And so whenever a little incident would come up, I'd have to have everybody breathe because I teach stress management as well. Because I'm a smaller person, you know, these are big women over me because I'm only like 5'2", 5'1 and a half. And I had to, my voice isn't that loud. It doesn't carry that far. And when I do bring it up, then I get hoarse by the end of the day. So I had to find ways of using my natural talents of influencing people in a positive way and help to motivate people. And those opportunities that I didn't choose came my way for me to step into and teach. In fact, I resisted going into the prisons at once. And one thing I always tease Juanique Shabazz about is he told me early on that I was going to be going to prison. And I'm like, what are you talking about? You know?
Exactly. And, what are you,
you know, I'm like, what are you talking about? I know I come from California and everything, and Georgia's a little different. You know, it's like you go to jail for anything in Georgia, right? I'm coming from California. Someone said, oh, you all get away with murder in California, you know? But when I came into the system and teaching, I found out there were people in jail for little or no reason, you know, having to deal with, you know, insurance. You know, you get some states you get away with not having an insurance card or it's up to date, not in Georgia. You know, so it's little things like that that I was surprised that, wow, you're in jail for that? You're in jail for this? And so I had no idea what he was talking about, but the thing that happened is that the opportunity came for me to teach in prison. And then I had to bear witness. He was right. I've gone to jail. And I enjoy teaching the women there. I enjoy teaching my students as far as, you know, the ages of 14 in the detention centers to 17 boys that I have. And I see the pain in them, and I see the hurt in them because a lot of them, things have happened to them that they didn't understand why. Things like sexual molestation or incest or, you know, abandonment, all these things that we look at and we look at, oh, wow, that's a horrible thing to go through, and that's such a child that children didn't ask to be born. I'm like, children did ask. Every one of us asked to be born.
And see, that's the thing that I wanted to touch on.
Okay.
We pick our parents.
Mm-hmm.
We help influence our name, mm-hmm. and we choose when we're born.
Yes, this is true.
And a lot of people don't know that. So could you kind of sort of speak to the choosing of our parents? Because some people go, well, okay, if I choose, like when I first found this information out, I was like, well, what in the hell did I pick these two? Why did I pick these two? What was so interesting about these two that I had to come in there and get, you know, speak about that, picking our parents. I mean, because that's...
Again, for our
wow.
development. It's about our developing. And the parents have a certain way about them that help us to develop along the path that we chose.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're out there in the universe as an entity without a body, you're looking to get in. And as a mother is and a father are interacting with each other and the mother is thinking certain thoughts, then those thoughts align up with the child, the entity that's coming through. For instance, an elder, you know, the older days, you know, the elders used to say, keep a pregnant woman happy. Because if you kept a pregnant woman happy, then you produce a child that was happy. And they would also say, don't go to funerals. Because if you go to a funeral, there's a lot of grief there. Well, if you're there and you're thinking on this grief and stuff, when you're focusing on that, you're going to produce a child that has those, you know, particular emotional instabilities. They would also say, you know, don't go around strangers and stuff like that. And today I see so many mothers who are pregnant, shopping, interacting with strangers. In fact, I remember being pregnant, a stranger touched my belly who I did not know and almost slapped them because this is my body, you know? And for some reason, when a woman is pregnant, she's walking through the crowd, people seem to think it's okay to touch her stomach.
You have to ask, can I touch your stomach?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because everyone has children, energy, and everyone's putting their energy
exactly.
onto your belly and your baby. That, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And the
babies oftentimes will move to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
From where the person is touching, because they don't know this person, or they pick up on that person's energy and it's not good. Babies are very empathic, even in the womb. You know, they're hearing, they're seeing, they're feeling everything. But the thing is, in our ancient cultures, we isolated or we put the women in places of protection away from the negative influences, because we understood about birth, we understood about what was developing, and we wanted to develop a higher quality particular individual. So when a mother is focusing on whatever she's focusing on, she is actually making a path for the entity to come through, because that entity is also focusing on similar things. So if you're watching murder mystery shows all day long, or you're reading murder mystery books and stuff, well, you know what? You're going to connect with an entity that has to come here and relive certain things or develop certain things. And everything that's developed doesn't mean it's good. You know, good is relative. It just means that this is that person's path. So a person that's a mass murderer is on this path for a reason. It could be that they have karmic energy that they have to, make amends with. So they may pick a person who's watching murder mystery movies all the time. So they come here with that tendency to thirst for blood, okay, thirst for killing. And then, of course, they may get locked up, or they may go through some other stuff they have to go through in the end, but they had to come through that, and they picked a mother whose womb was, nurturing of that particular vibration. Are you following me?
Yes, definitely. Now, okay, so we discuss what a life path is. Can we discuss specifically what the birthday is? And I guess we could use math, for example. I ain't trying to give all my information out to people, but my birthday is 25, and I know you combine the 2 and the 5 to get a number 7.
Yeah.
So
yes.
What would that signify in terms of that date of birth?
Your birthday.
Or that birthday.
The day. The day is the inner child. Okay, that's the day. It's your inner child. And that's, you're born with all those natural talents. You know, you're born with the insightfulness, okay? You're born with a desire to learn, a desire to get to the truth of things. I mean, this was you as a little girl, always seeking for the truth. You also liked your private space. You know, sevens are very private, and generally in a room when I'm calling out numbers or asking people if they want me to tell their numbers, I get someone that's a seven who will give me the month and nothing else. I'm like, what am I going to do with that? Then I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, okay, that's a seven. Okay, they don't want me to share everything about them or anything about them. They're very private. They may talk to me in private, but they generally don't want the crowd or people to know about them, because sevens can be very secretive. So that inner child basically covers from birth until about 30, 35 years old. That has a stronger influence, the inner child number, the day of birth. And then after that, the life purpose takes over, and that's from 35 until, you know, decide to transition on to another dimension. Okay, so it's very important as far as health goes. You know, the numbers also reflect that. So an inner child 7, you know, being that it's a private person, it's also a person that could worry, could have, like, stomach problems, or, you know, it's a person that would need pineapples to help, oats would help. So,
I love pineapples.
You love pineapples, see?
Yes, love them.
And so the numbers also tell us not just about our character or our talents, but also about health and about how to balance, you know, some of our imbalances with foods or, you know, other kind of therapies and stuff that I've looked up.
Okay.
So a 7 is one that is a very good teacher. 7s love to teach. You know? You like to teach?
And it's funny.
You like pineapple?
You
teach by eating pineapples? What? A pineapple smoothie or something?
Yeah, I actually have taught people how to make smoothies, including pineapples, so it's funny. But
see, the numbers don't lie.
No, they don't. It's funny when you were talking about the different characteristics of life path. I, too, have a 3 life path. Well, you have... I have a 3 life path. So you were talking about life path. I was looking up some information in reference to a 3.
Yeah.
And, you know, like you said, numbers don't lie.
That's right.
And then looking at, I was looking at a chart that you did for me. And it has some different information on it that, you know, unless people have charts of their own done, they may not know the different, you know, information that's entailed in these charts. One of the information that came up was the expression.
Yes, yes. The expression, that is your name. And the expression area, in certain readings that you may go to, it will refer to the expression as opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
It will also refer to expression as your destiny. Okay? Mm-hmm. And the reason it does that is because you look at it in three different ways. You can, that number covers three different things. Your expression is your character, how you see things in life, how you feel about things, how you deal with things, you know, your expression, what you expose to others, okay? And then when you're looking at that same number, which is your name, now we're looking at opportunities. Well, opportunities mean that, and do you remember what your expression was? Can you?
A nine.
You don't want a nine? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, I forgot about the sevens in there, so okay, how much can we share? Okay.
Yeah, you knew. Do you want everybody?
Yeah. You know? So, the nine. Opportunities. Opportunities, what the nine means, opportunities you would be aware of, since you know you're nine, opportunities that allow you to teach, you know, humanity. Because nine is dealing with the world. It's dealing with the whole world as a whole and not just one area of life. But you are concerned about humanity. And being very charitable, you know, was what the nine also brings as far as opportunities to work in areas of service to others, being of service to others, and also being able to work in situations that could be considered dangerous for some, you know? That's the opportunities. I won't go deeper than that, but I could say some things, but I just leave that alone because that's, you know? But,
well, I mean, that's very true.
Mm-hmm,
everything you just said is very, very much to the point.
And then let me finish
expression.
With the destiny, okay?
Mm, okay?
The destiny part of that, using the same name and numbers, the destiny, it tells you what to expect each year of your life.
Mm.
Because each year of your life, your first, middle, last name lines up in a sequential order all the way through from beginning of life to the end. And so there's your destiny numbers tells you what to expect in that particular year. So it's not just your date of birth that tells you what your personal year is, but this is called your essence. There are things that you're going to be dealing with each year of your life, and that's the essence. And that's why it's called destiny in some books, opportunities in others, and expression.
Hmm.
Now, as I said earlier, if you were to marry and you in your culture believe that you should take on your partner's name, last name, then that is going to change your expression. Your destiny will remain the same. The opportunities will remain the same, but your expression will be altered. So you hear some people say, well, I married so-and-so, and you know what? You're nothing like the woman or the man that I married. No, mostly because men don't take on women's names, usually. Sometimes they may hyphenate it, but, you know, I've seen that in some of the Muslim cultures. If the sister has them, Muhammad, then he may take on Muhammad. So his personality may change a little bit. But for the most part, there's women that usually change their name because the name of their partner represents what? Ownership? That's what it used to represent, right? That's why they changed the name, so that she belonged to him, right? See, but now the name has changed, so she changes a bit with that name. So where she was before, maybe a four, which is, you know, represents stability, represents, you know, foundation, kind of, you know, how you say, really someone that you can depend on who's very loyal. But now her number changes to a five. So now all of a sudden she's a little bit more outgoing, you know, over a period of years. Not all of a sudden, but generally over a period of years it takes for this, you know, to take effect. So now she's more outgoing. In fact, she may want to go party all the time. He's like, well, wait a minute, you used to want to stay home. Now you're always out in the street. It was the change of the name. So the character changed some. That's why it's important when we have our chosen, or I'd say our given name, and we want to choose a new name, find out first what your given name vibration adds up to so you can see what destiny is or what it is that's supposed to come your way and that you're supposed to look for as far as opportunities, because you may miss out when you change your name. Because now your character has changed somewhat, and you're not trying to accomplish those same things.
Hmm.
Does that make sense to you? So there's a disharmony, and that's why when someone names their child, I say let's look at how this child, what this child came to for, you know, based on their life purpose, what talents they wanted to develop, and let's make sure that the name is in harmony and should be the same as that purpose. The only exceptions is when it's an 8 and a 4.
Mm.
You know, if you study, you know, about the numbers and you know about the 8s, 8s can be pretty intense and 4s can be intense too. But 8s are the ones, and the 4s are the ones that I generally see with our young people locked up, you know, because the 8s will tell you off, you know, they kind of like flip at the mouth. They don't mean to be. It's not like they're doing it viciously. It's just that they say what's on their mind.
Right.
And they really don't care how people feel about it. That's the general, you know, 8. Now, I have met some elder men who were like in their 60s who were 8s, and they were very quiet. And I'm like, why are you so quiet? You know, you're supposed to be talking and speaking what's on your mind. And this is quiet, you know. Eyes are full of, you know, information and wanting to share, but they're, and I'm like, okay, what happened in your childhood? And then I find out, well, they were beat when they were children because they did speak out, you know, and they learned not to speak up anymore. And so they hushed themselves, okay? So we can be a certain number, a vibration, and when I don't see it acted out, I'm like, okay, something happened to you. Like the 3s, for instance. 3s are very, very intuitive, but they like channel information from another realm. And having a 7 and a 3, that means to me that when you write sometimes, you're writing so fast, you know, things are coming so fast and your hand is going so fast because you're channeling information from another realm. Okay, but if you didn't have someone there as a child to help you to understand that, and every time you spoke something and it came and it happened, people are like, girl, what you doing? I don't know about this. You know, you got to stop having those dreams. That's something else. You know, God didn't say we spoke. That's against the Bible. That's whatever. People come up with other Quran or whatever. You know, that's, you know, your name or label something. So what happens is the 3s pull back. Either they give up the gift because you do have a choice whether you want to hold on to it or not. Or they stop believing in themselves and start, you know, having this scattered energy and don't know what to do with it because they weren't acknowledged for what they had. And they become very insecure.
Hmm. Wow. We have, I'm looking at the switchboard and we have a question. I didn't want to interrupt the flow of things, but we do have a question. And I want the caller to forget what that is.
Okay.
We have a caller from a Skype caller or either private number 111. Could you let us know who you are and where you're calling from?
Hi, my name is Rita, and I'm in California.
Hey, Rita.
Hello, how are you?
Hi.
What part of California?
Right outside of Los Angeles.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a comment or question?
I actually was just listening in, and I'd like for her to do my name if she could.
Mm-hmm. Names I generally do not do over the air. Usually what I'll do are birthdays, because name take, you know, it's a process.
Yeah, it takes time to do the numerology on a name.
So I do charts, which involve the name, but that, you know, you can email me, and I'll get that email address out later on, then we can talk about a chart.
Okay.
But if you want to give me your date of birth.
Yes, 11/14/67.
Okay, did you say your name was Rita?
Yes.
Okay, now, what question, I mean, what prompted you to call us? Are you familiar with the number system, or what is it that...
No, I was looking on the blog talk over the internet and just found this one. I went under On Air, and your show popped up. So I was just like, hey, let me see what's really going on.
So had you heard about numbers and numerology before?
I have.
You have. And have you studied yourself at all?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Okay. All right. So I get a 3 vibrational energy, and that's what we're talking about, you know. And I also get a 14. And so what I generally like to do is always check, you know, because the thing about when you share someone about the numbers, and I don't know if you've experienced this, Tara, But once you give them a number, they stuck with it. You know, in other words, you can't come back and say, oh, I messed up. I got a, you know, the digits didn't come out right. Have you ever experienced that, Tata?
Since mm-hmm.
Yes. And
well,
so,
like I said, I've just started studying numerology. I haven't started doing, you know,
charts. Okay.
For
okay. Well, generally is, you know, there's a number. All of us represent one of the numbers at some time of our life. In other words, there's nine numbers. And at one point of our lives, even though we may be a certain number, we may be in a personal year that reflects another. So we'll all look at the number and say, oh, well, that's me, but that could be someone else too. Or, well, yeah, I feel that. And, yeah, I'm second that. And I say, oops, sorry, it's not a three, it's a five. That doesn't go too well with people. So I generally like to, you know, go over things. And what I'm getting from this particular sister right here is that she's a 5 vibration because she's born on the 14th, which is a karmic number, and I'll explain about the karmic number in just a moment. And then when I add up everything, I get a 3. And
it's that, funny that you say that because I am like what you just explained, like premonitions
mm-hmm.
or I have dreams that come true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's you because you are a 3 as well. And you also take a lot of risks because of the 14, which is a 5. So traveling is important to you. You like meeting new people. You know, you're a very
yes.
adventurous person.
I just
and you and you're adored by so many. So many people are drawn to your magnetism.
Hmm.
And that's the area that you have to be careful with, you know, or have had to be careful with in your life. You've experienced some things that have been very challenging for you in regards to, you know, the intimacy and, you know, the attractions and things like that and being adored, you know. And in this particular time in your life, because of the karmic energy, it's about really having some limits. You know, it's like you want your freedom, but you have to set boundaries. In other words, you have to have discipline with the freedom. Because otherwise, it gets you into a whole lot of problems and issues and troubles, yeah?
Yeah, I actually just disappeared for about 5 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's what I have for you right now.
Okay.
So,
all right, well, thank you for calling, Rita.
Thank you.
Yeah. With older people or people who are no longer teenagers, for a lot of times for the older people, things have to be proven to us. In other words, it's like we reflect more. It's like, okay, is what she talking about real? You know, let me see how this, you know, how it reflects on the rest of my life, or let me see the past. But with the younger people, for them, it's like they're looking at their future.
Uh-huh.
And for them, it's like so much easier for me to work with younger people, like teenagers who are searching, or even little children, you know, who are, you know, able to read and write and do other things, have some goals and stuff now, you know, that they can express. Because for them, it's like, okay, this is my map. And they'll take it and they'll just use it, you know, to guide themselves. Whereas we, when we get older, we kind of like not sure about this thing. Or what is this really? Or what's the trick? Basically, what's the trick behind this? Or I've gotten like, oh, how are you are you trying to control me with this, you know? And for some people, I guess they do use the ancient sciences for manipulative purposes. That is not my reason for using it. My particular reason for using it is, like I said earlier, being a 3, I am to motivate others and to help others on their path and to learn what it is they're supposed to be doing in this lifetime.
Okay.
And that's the master teacher.
Someone earlier gave me their date of birth, and I didn't know if you were going to be, you know, helping people out in this capacity today, but
mm-hmm.
since you are, I'm going to give you his date of birth. His name is Stephen, and
mm-hmm.
the date of birth that he gave me was 5/2/1963.
Okay, so Stephen, you know, when I tell men about the sensitivity, they don't like that too much, you know. Men, for some reason, men don't like, they don't want to be associated with sensitivity, right? But like you said, Tata, it's the 2. They can't help it. You know, and that's not a bad thing, or how you say it's not a weakness or anything. It just means that they feel people, you know, and they can help people you know, they're, how you say, the diplomats. It takes sensitivity to be able to do that, don't you think? Yeah? To be able to feel someone else, to be able to understand or understand what their emotions are. And for him, for Stephen, it's like someone walks in a room, he's sensitive to what they're feeling. He can tell if they're happy or sad or if something's going on with them. And, you know, they may look to him to share with him what's going on, because he's going to be one that really cares and has compassion. That's the sensitive side, what I mean about the two. You know, those who care and are diplomatic. But when I add all the numbers up together, I get a 26, and this is an 8. Now, as I said earlier,
an 8.
Yeah?
Oh, I was just saying it's an 8.
Yeah, what did I say earlier about the 8s? They will tell you what's on their mind, right? So, and they're kind of sharp with the tongue, okay? So, Stephen is very compassionate, but he also has a mouth that will tell you. You know, in other words, get it together. You know, he feels what's going on with you, but he won't let you stay in a, how you say, in a place where you're feeling victimized. He'll like, okay, you got to get up, you got to get moving, get working. You know, he's gonna say what needs to be said to comfort you, but he's also going to tell you what it is you need to do to get things straightened out. Does that make sense? He's not one to be to always come back with the same problem and issue and tell you every time he's going to be there for you. He's going to tell you what you need to do to get your life together. That's what the 8 and the 2 combination. The reason I'm saying that is because you look at the inner child and then you look at the life path. When I'm doing numerology, I'm looking at the patterns. I'm not just looking at one number by itself. I'm looking at, okay,
right,
this is how the numbers are working together.
Right.
Okay?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's
now,
it.
I had a question about when I look at some of the numbers I have, there's a number for, like, the soul urge or the heart's desire.
Yes, right.
And mine is the number 5.
Mm-hmm. So, for you, your heart, it's about being independent. That is your desire. You've always wanted to be independent. Traveling, meeting new people, interacting with others. Okay. Again, because the numbers are all, it's always going to be 1 through 9, but they're going to be in different places in your chart. So the soul urge or the heart area is your vows. Those are your vows. And the vows say what is really your deepest aspiration, and that's your freedom, and that's your liberating force. The 5s are the liberators. So in teaching and in giving service to others and, you know, taking on that information from the other realms, you know, channeling that information, your soul wants to be a liberator for people. Okay?
Wow. That's very true.
Mm-hmm.
Very true. Wow, we've got switchboards lighting up. We still
got
some time left on this show. All right. Y'all make sure y'all get in contact with Sister Lydia to get your charts done, because, you know, just dealing with your date of birth is one level. But in order to understand everything, you've got to have that whole chart done so you can look at your name, your date of birth, and everything and get very deep into everything. So I'm going to go ahead and check one of these other lines. We have a caller from area code 340. Could you let us know who you are and where you're calling from?
Greetings.
Greetings.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, I'm fine. How about you? Your name is what?
Tresta.
Hey, Tresta from the Virgin Islands.
Hey, how you doing? I just rushed in from work. I rushed in the house to plug my phone up because I was on one bar, so I was listening to you guys while I was driving home.
Aww.
I'm not expert, but I'm familiar with the numerology, and I do know my life path number is 3, but I don't know if you still want me to give you my birth date.
Yes, your birth date, the whole date.
Okay, it's November 1st, 1971.
Okay.
Ooh,
and
a lot of ones.
You see that?
She has a lot of ones.
Yeah,
a lot of.
Mm-hmm. And your name is Tresta?
Yeah.
Tresta?
Yeah, so T-R-E-S-T-A.
Tresta, okay. Well, Tresta, what I got is that, you know, being born on the first, it's important for you to be first. Usually the ones who are born on the first in school or in classes, they're the ones that usually want to raise their hand, want to answer the questions, want to be the leaders in the line, you know, the pioneers who come up with new ideas, you know, even though it may be something that's old, you'll be able to take it and see the beauty in it, make it useful for today's purpose. That's usually what the ones do. They're the inventors, the pioneers, the leaders. When I add up all your numbers together, 11, 1, 19, 71, I get another 3. So we got to run on threes today.
Yeah. I see threes everywhere, too. Triple ones.
You see threes everywhere?
Or triple threes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, when we were driving home, a person drove past, their license plate number was what? 3.
Mm, isn't that something? and that just says today that since so many threes are coming through, there's a reason why you are listening today. We need more vision today. And threes represent that. You know, you can see into things. You can, you know, motivate others. Because we're in a world today that everyone is so depressed, everyone's so upset, and it's the threes that help bring the lighter side. Threes are usually ones that are the optimistic ones,
right,
and can see the other side. And you know what? This 2010 year is also
a three.
The three. Mm-hmm.
Yay.
So we need more motivation. We need for people to look at what's going on and say, you know what? Civilizations have come and gone. And
right,
people still keep on building and really believing in the higher power and trusting that it's going to be okay instead of thinking the worst. You know, sometimes we look at these movies and videos and all we see is steel and, you know, so dark and, you know, this is supposed to be the new world, right?
Right.
But what if the creative ones, the ones like you all are, the visionaries, can see something beautiful, something more powerful? And if we get all these minds together, I don't know if people have heard of the 100th Monkey Theory, where you have, you know, so many people thinking along the same lines, and this energy just goes right up into the universe, and then
oh,
it travels.
That's exactly what happens.
Yes.
Right.
And that's what we have to do. We got to turn off this news that's only
mm-hmm.
delivering death and destruction in our homes so that we're getting so fearful and upset, and start creating our own way of communicating love and light and health. That's what is needed. So the three energies, those threes are out there listening and who are calling in, is really a message for you all to, like, go out and do your work. Because, see, that's who I am. I am, you know, the master teacher, and I look for those others that are out there that are going to do the work that's going to help uplift us instead of helping us to sink deeper into what we call madness and chaos and all this other stuff.
Right.
That is
and where I work,
us.
And where
mm-hmm.
I work, you know, I
mm-hmm.
paint, and a lot of the people that come in, so I have a lot of people coming in from around the world, and you know, you can hear it in their voice, they feel kind of fearful, and I say, don't let that bother you. Just
say,
this can affect your God-given gifts. I say, I'm pretty sure you got a talent outside of working in the corporate world, and then they say, yeah, I didn't think about it. So, you know, it even though I'm not a teacher or anything, but in my own little way, I do try to contribute and you know, and try to, like, come on, you know, it's not that bad.
Right.
Don't, you know.
That's that you are a leader, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're a leader, and you teach through your words how you touch people. And, you know, children love the threes. So working with youth is important, you know, because they're the ones, they're the leaders. They're the ones that, you know, when we motivate them and help them to understand who they are, there's no fear in them.
Exactly.
You know? So,
exactly.
You know, go out and work with those children.
I will, definitely.
Thank you for calling in.
All right, and you ladies, great, have a great new year, and we'll manifest something really powerful this year.
That's right. It's already
all
happening.
Right. All
right.
All right. We are coming up on area code 646. Could you let us know who you are and where you're from?
Hi, I'm
Hi.
Diana. I'm from
Diana.
New York, New York.
Okay.
All right.
Diana, when is your birthday?
My birthday is March 15,
1978. March 15. So we have a healer on the line now. We're looking at the number 15, which is a 6. And sixes are those people that people always like to tell their problems to, you know. And you always have advice for them that they're able to take. And that's just you. You're like what we call the universal mother, you know. Because you're like, you see the beauty in everything. You like to, how you say, you look for the beauty in everything.
Right.
And in your home, you should have items that reflect beauty, like pictures and, you know, different, how you say, little statues and, you know, anything that reflects art is important for you to have in your home. Do you have those things?
Yes, I do. I actually have a big picture of an angel, and I have a giraffe kissing his little baby.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Things like that, yes.
That's beautiful. And that's what helps you to stay balanced. When we're in touch with those things, so even our environment can throw us off sometimes if we don't have those things. And the numbers tell us also what to keep in our homes, what to have in our homes to help us to maintain our health. And so with you having that, that's a great thing. And then when I add up the month, the date, and year,
right,
I get a 7. And so the 7 is also the teacher, but it's also one who really likes to do research, you know, who the sciences should appeal to you, and looking at things beneath the surface, the things that aren't readily available to everyone else. You like to go like, okay, tell me more. I want more truth. This isn't the total aspect of things. Just let me go a little bit deeper. That's you. You like to go deep.
Yes.
And so even when people are telling you their problems, you probably ask them a whole lot of deep questions, right? To get to the bottom of what the issues really are, right?
Yes, you got it. Go to the root.
Yeah.
Read me like a book.
Yeah, and speaking of books, you should have plenty of those in your home too. Books are important. You like to read. You know, having your own library is important because you like to study. Nature is important to you too. You like nature.
Yes.
Yeah. So when the snow stops, you have snow, a lot of snow up there right now? Cold.
I'm pretty sure she did about
windy.
2 weeks ago.
Oh.
We did. Oh, yeah. I think
more
is coming.
I'm in Virginia, and we had a bit 2 weeks ago.
Really? So get out there, you know, when things are a little bit more, unless you're just, you know, like traveling in the snow and got your big snow coat on or whatever, your boots and stuff. Because getting out in nature is important for you as well. So you like to see the slopes and, you know, even like seeing snow-capped mountains or whatever, you know, you like nature. Nature is just something that you really thrive from. And the meditations are important for you. Do your meditations daily, okay?
Yes, that's a little hard to do because once I position myself to meditate, my mind just goes, it wanders.
It wonders.
It's hard to just be still and be
blank. There are different types of meditation, you know. You have the kind that you're talking about where you just still your mind and there's blank there. And then you have guided visualization meditations where you go on a journey through nature, you know, or through whatever the person is having you visualize. So there's not just one type of meditation. So if you're the type that have a challenge with the blankness, then try guided visualization where you have music, and maybe the music has some wind or some chimes or some animal sounds or something like that that you enjoy. Try that kind, okay?
Okay. Oh, wow,
and the other thing that you can also share when you're in a meditation, share using frankincense essential oil.
Oh my God! I just did that right now, just a few minutes ago, before I called in. That's what I'm doing. My whole apartment is all smoky right now.
it's
frankincense and myrrh. I had an attraction. I woke up this morning. I was like, I have to burn that, and I just did it right now. That's very strange. Wow.
Yeah. So that's good. That will help you, so that your mind isn't scattering as well. It'll help you to focus. Okay?
Yes.
So
thank you so
that.
Much.
Well, thank you for calling.
So many blessings. God bless you.
Love.
And
take
have
care.
A good one.
All right. We have someone in the chat room. Wow, everybody. Someone in the chat room has a date of birth of 10/31/1968.
Okay. This is one of those people. This is your four right here. That 31 is the four.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember earlier I had mentioned that sometimes you have people that are the doubters, or they need to, things need to be proven to them before. And usually when I am teaching, I will, in a room, you know, not only do I experience the sevens who may not want me to say too much, but I also experience the fours who want to challenge what I'm saying. Oh, that's not me. You know, so the first, oh, that's not me. You know, I'm not cruel. I'm not, they start saying that. And it's interesting because what they look at, generally what the fours will look at is the shadow side first. And I'm like, well, you pulled everything from the shadow side, but you didn't say anything about all the positive things that it says about you. So I always find that interesting. The fours will always look at the negative side first, or the shadow side first, or what we call the weaker side. And then they'll pick it apart and say, well, that's not me, that's not me, that's not me. So that's my four. So, you know, in my work doing this, I have actually appreciated the fours, because the fours challenge you. They make you own up to what you're saying you're doing. They make you walk, you know, your talk. That's
and
what the fours
the,
do.
And that four and, is from the date
the
that
day.
They're born, 31.
Yeah, he's born on the 31. Because I always look at that number first, and then I move to the other numbers. So with this particular four, he's also an 11, or 29, and 2 and 9 is an 11, okay, which means that, is it he you said? Did you say it was a he or a she?
Indigo. I'm not sure whether indigo is a masculine or a female.
It can be either. But it's a master number.
She's
a master number. Okay, well, that's good, you know. The master number, helping to teach, helping to you know, look at the new pathways, helping people understand there's new pathways that they can, you know, get to a particular goal, and being sensitive. And what the other thing it says to me is, too, that it's been some really challenging moments in his life where they've had to overcome quite a bit. And the thing about being the number, the 11, is that also choose, you know, even though our lives may be hard or challenging, whether we're have a karmic number or a master number, it's always about development. And with an 11, it's about teaching from their personal experiences. So this indigo is supposed to teach people from her own troubled past how to get through, because she's strong. She's a person that people depend on, which is the four energy. People very much depend on fours. You know, they're how you say, the problem solvers of the numbers. So this is indigo.
All right. Another date of birth I have, and this is a male, 8/27/1977.
Okay.
So the day is a 9.
Yeah, so 9 is old soul energy. The 9 is, again, like I said earlier when we were talking about you, is the humanitarian. And the 9 vibration as a child got along very well with older people, you know, the elderly people. And they learned a lot from older people. That was why they chose that particular numbers to be about around those that are older. And when I add up all the numbers, and I just want to check one more time, because I don't want to say something that, you know, that take the heart and then, like, also might get upset with me about. But it's a 5. And the reason why I want to check, yeah, thanks. The 5 and the 9 together tells me that there's been some challenges with indulgences. And indulgences, or how you say, the risk of indulging oneself in too much sex or too much alcohol or too much drugs. Because the 9 and the 5 vibration together really increases the sensory, their senses, and they like to feel. And so that's on one side of it, is that they've had to work through those particular things. Doesn't mean that he was a drug addict or anything like that, or a sex fiend. However, it does mean that they're very, very sensitive, you know, to those areas, in those areas. getting massages are very important for this particular individual. Therapeutic massages. I don't mean like the red light district massages.
Right, right. I understand.
Yeah.
I mean, it's touch therapy.
I had to make that clear. Because a lot of people, they hear massage like, ooh, you know, going, you know, can I get this rubbed and that rubbed and, you know, all those other places. No, I'm talking about therapy, you know, because they also may have a little challenge in sleeping because their energy, they have a lot of energy, this particular combination.
Yeah, normally with five, they have so much that they're trying to do that their energy is shifted, you know, working on a whole lot of projects at once, I guess.
Yeah, and so they never rest. They're always on the go. Even though they're still on the go. So the massages help with that, help to calm that energy, help them to sleep better. And also, hops will be helpful too. And you can get hops tea. It doesn't have to be in the beer. You can actually get hops as an herb and then put honey and water with it, you know. And that will help as well. But this person, again, because of the 9 vibration, the 27, is a humanitarian and cares so much about what goes on in the world affairs. And this person is a traveler, has to travel. If the person is not traveling, then they get very depressed, very upset, they're hard to live with. They have to travel, have to move around, have to be around new people, exciting places. And because I also deal with sexual energy, this person in their sexual life has to have, variety. Variety meaning, you know, because sometimes people... And that doesn't mean a lot of different sexual partners. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is variety. You know how sometimes in your intimate life you can be set on one position and that's it.
Yeah, you got to switch it up.
You got to switch it up. This person has
change.
To have newness
that's
and change.
Newness,
right.
Variety, change, right.
Exactly.
Right.
You got me. So that's what I have to say about this person here.
Okay, well, we have... Lydia, you are working it out today.
After a while, my energy is going to start going down if we don't take a break.
All right, we'll go ahead and take a break now.
Okay.
And we have some more callers on the line. So everyone who's on the line, hold on. We're going to take a break. And everyone who's in the chat room, you know, stay where you are. And we will be back. You know, we'll be right back.
Okay.
Clouds, 84 degrees, he was brown. Said he wanted to talk about my mission, listen to my past lives. Took me on long walks to places where butterflies rest easy. Talked about Moses and Mumia, reparations, blue colors, memories of shell top Adidas. He was fresh, like summer peaches, sweet on my mind, like block parties and penny candy. Us was nice and warm. No jacket, no umbrella, just warm. At night we would watch for stars and he would physically give me each and every one. I felt like cayenne pepper, red, hot, spicy. I felt dizzy and Sonia, heaven and miles between my thighs. Better than love, we made delicious. He me had me he had me tongue-tied. I could hear his rhythm in my thoughts. I was his shark, his horn section, his boom and his bib. And he was my love.
Love rained down on me, down on me.
The rain was falling and slowly and sweetly and stinging my eyes. And I could not see that he became my voodoo priest. And I was his faithful concubine. Wide open, wide, loose like boughs after collard greens. The mistake was made. Love slipped from my lips, dripped down my chin and landed in his lap. And us became new. Now, me non-clairvoyant and in love made the coochie easy and the obvious invisible. The rain was falling and I couldn't see the season changing and the vibe slipping off its axis. Our beautiful melody became wildly staccato. The rain was falling and I could not see that I was to be plowed and sown and fertilized and left to drown in his sunny afternoon. Cumulus clouds, 84 degrees, melody.
I stretch my arms towards the sky like blades of tall grass. The sun beat between my shoulders like carnival drums. I sat still in hopes that it would help my wings grow, so then I could really be fly. And then she arrived, like daybreak inside a railway tunnel, like the new moon, like a diamond in the mines, like high noon to a drunkard, sudden. She made my heart beat in a now-now time signature. Her skinny canvas for ultraviolet brushstrokes. She was the sun's painting. She was a deep cognac color. Her eyes sparkled like lights along the new city. Her lips pursed as if her breath was too sweet and full for her mouth to hold. I said, you are the beautiful distress of mathematics. I said, for you, I would peel open the clouds like new fruit and give you lightning and thunder as a dowry. I would make the sky shed all of its stars like rain, and I would clasp the constellations across your waist, and I would make the heavens your cape, and they would be pleased to cover you. They would be pleased to cover you. May I please cover you. Please.
All right, y'all. That was Jill Scott and Mos Def, Love Rain. That's one of my jams. All right, we're going to get Miss Lydia back on the line. Lydia, are you there?
You know, it's wonderful to know that people still want to know about themselves. And, you know, it's interesting because it's easy for people like, okay, let me call in, let me give her my number, let me give my birthday. But I really, that drains me because I'm not communicating with someone. I'm not here to entertain. I'm actually here to help people to work through or to get a better understanding. And if I don't hear the voice of the person that's sending their number in, or if I don't, you know, say, okay, well, how does that sound to you, or what does that feel like, and get feedback.
Right. You have
then
to kind of
I'm just
communicate
being
with them because
exactly.
You have to get that vibration from that person as well.
True, true. Thank
right.
You.
So mm-hmm. What I'm going to say here is we do have a few more people on the line, but there are people on the line who have already given their birthday and received
mm-hmm.
pretty much like a partial reading. What I'm going to say is if you have access to a computer, if you can hang the line up and listen on the computer so you can free the lines up for other people who are trying to get in, because I have got messages from, you know, people saying that they cannot get in onto the line to speak with Lydia, and this is very important. And, again, it's also important that you contact Lydia and get the, you know, get your entire chart, because it's not just based on your birth date. It's also your name involved, and that takes time to do a chart with your name and your date of birth. With that information in it.
Yeah.
So we're going to go ahead and go to area code 724. If you could let us know who you are and where you're calling from.
Carol from Mercer, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. Carol. How are you, Carol?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. How are you?
Well, thank you. Thanks, Carol. I needed that. The energy. She's kind of holding on there now. She let okay, it's flowing.
Oh,
now,
she's
Carol.
Been holding on the line for a minute with her
hands. Yeah,
hand
it's flowing
up.
Now. Okay. What's your date
that's
of birth,
okay.
Carol?
It's 9/26/1960. 9/26/1960.
Okay.
Correct.
So, what do you know about this? Is this new to you, Carol? What we're
I'm
talking
trying
about?
To learn. Well, now, actually, I'm trying to learn a little bit about it, and I'm, you
mm-hmm.
know, I need to get a decent book is what I need to do. I've been
a
searching
decent
different
book.
Places. Yeah.
Really?
You
and
think?
When you say a decent book, you know, because there's so many books out there.
I know. Yep.
And that's not a bad thing, you know, actually, because I've studied over 30-some different books, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I'm still, you know, whenever I go out and I see another book, I still flip through it to see if there's anything else that I might have missed.
Well,
and,
because you can always learn. Every day you can learn something.
Right, Right. This is a science that just keeps building. You know, it's not, you don't just get it 1 year and then stop. I mean, like I said, I've bought actually 30-some books over a course of, you know, period of years. And even now when I go out, I'm still looking at other things. And the thing about the different books, you're going to get something from it, from one, and then you go out and you get another one, and there will be a whole other section that the first book you had did not have.
Right,
and each
right.
of the books that I have, there's something different from the other. You know?
And see, that's what the sister in the chat room was just saying. She was interested
mm-hmm.
in what number system you were using because different
mm-hmm.
books and
yeah.
different systems give you different results. So that was a
mm-hmm.
question that was in the chat room.
Okay, there's the system that I use is the Pythagorean, how you say?
Yep,
you know
yeah.
that word, Pythagorean, you're familiar
uh-huh.
with that. That's
right.
the system that I use from 1 through 9, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the other system I think is called, Chaldea. Yeah,
yep.
I don't use the Chaldea system. And it's not because I think one is better than the other. It's just that the Pythagorean one, I connected with easier, okay? And the numbers I was able to connect with easier. I do have some other friends and associates that do the Chaldean form, and they're good with that, you know? And generally, when we do the charts, we still come up with the same information, and that's important to know. There are different methods of one understanding or getting a clear understanding of oneself. This is just one form that I used. You don't have the Omic Mayan 13 moon signature.
Right.
You know, that is a very good way to learn about yourself as well, and in the time that you're in, you know, 13 moon calendar system. So that's another one you might want to explore, and I'll give information about that one a little later on. But I just want people to understand, you know, whatever method that you use, as long as you get a clear understanding of yourself, because we're like a picture, each of us, and there's going to be different paints here, there's going to be different, you know, curves there, there's different strokes. And as long as you get a clear picture, an understanding of yourself from the different methods that you choose, it's okay. You don't have to just stick with one, because we're multifaceted people, correct? And you
mm-hmm.
may get something from one area that you didn't get from another area, and then it just helps to explain. And a lot of times, they really explain each other in a different way. You get a whole other thing. So, now, with you, Miss Carol.
Yeah. I'm a pain in your butt, huh?
Well, see there? See, the way she talks like an eight, doesn't she? An eight says what's on their mind. You know, they don't care how you take it or feel about it. She's going to get it, you know, she's going to get it said. And for the most part, as a child, you know, you usually got in trouble for your mouth, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Generally, if someone did not want you to say that, you know, like, you're speaking it anyway, you may be speaking it all the way to your bedroom, you know,
uh-huh.
where you're told to go in there and close the door, but you're going to get that word in.
Yep.
And you also matured very fast. Eights usually mature fast. You know, you too got along with older people. The only thing about it, it was older people that understood you and accepted you for the gifts you had. Because other older people, they didn't like seeing you coming because, you know what, Carol, you told them about themselves. And they're like, who does this girl think she is to be telling me as an adult, you know, what she just said? Sometimes they consider your forthrightness to be disrespectful. And it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
It was just the way that you expressed yourself.
Sure.
Very good with business, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Very good with leading the other youth in your community when you were younger. You know, just like you were definitely the one that supervised everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And when I add up the month, date, and year, I get a 6. But I get
right.
a master 6. I get a 33.
Yep.
And you know, the 33 with you is about unconditional love.
Uh-huh.
So people have to love you in spite of your mouth. Does that make sense? You've gone through lessons. You've gone through lessons where
right.
people have had to learn about unconditional love.
Right.
And you've teaching them that. And you also, well, the 33 is usually inherit things, you know, from family. Things are usually passed down to you as well. Usually
uh-huh.
that comes up with the 33. But you care about folks, and you too, you know, offer advice. You're a natural counselor. But again, people are not going to come back to you with the same things because you're not going to let them. You're going to say, look, I told you. You need to go ahead and follow through with that. Don't keep coming back to me with the same stuff. You help them, but you also tell them about themselves. True?
Yeah, and it's not always so, like, sometimes you say something that you're like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. But you think, mm-hmm. use your head for something other than a hat rack. You know, come on. Don't be that stupid.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm just being honest. You know, you think, come on. How hard is it to get this?
That's you, Carol. That's totally you. See, she's going to give you advice, but she's going to tell you about yourself at the same time. However, it's important to tell truth with compassion, okay?
I'm now, and I'm working on
truth
it.
Truth with compassion, Carol.
And
I'm trying. You're getting there. You're getting there. And the other thing, Carol, is when you give the advice, make sure before you give it that you ask them, do you really want to hear this? You know? Because you're going to tell them what you need. But ask them for, you know, get their permission. Sometimes when people give you the permission, it's easier for them to take what you have to say than for you just to shout it out to them or tell them about themselves, okay?
Well, because you know what? I do really care about them.
Yeah, you
know,
you
that's
do.
The thing. And that's what people don't get. I do care.
Mm-hmm.
Or I wouldn't have taken my time to tell you.
Mm-hmm. But people are sensitive, though.
I know.
You got to be compassionate. You know, and then they'll be able to take what you have to say easier, okay? Don't stop telling them. I'm just saying. Have that compassion. Because what you have to say is very important.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Carol.
All right.
Carol.
Well, thank you.
All
right. Okay. We have a question in the chat room. The question in the chat room was, what happens when you're going from 1 year to another year? I guess when your birthday rolls around and you're going into a new year?
Very good question. Very good question. Okay. Then you have new experiences. Okay, remember I said earlier we live through each of the numbers. And so when a person is in a 3 year, they're going to experience maybe more invitations to go to social events, or they may, you know, have more children around them, you know, or what else? Money a lot of times is comes up in a 3 particular vibration. But then when they're in a 4 year, you know, the next year, a three years about how you say, being sociable, exercising more, speaking, speaking one's truth, getting involved in a community. A 4 year would take away some of the fun, because in a 4 year is about work. It's about establishing a foundation. It's about looking after your finances more carefully than you did the year before. It's about putting things in order, because that's what the 4 represents, you know? So then the 5 year comes around, it's party time again. You know? So perhaps in the 4 year you saved up and you dealt with your money in a proper way so that you have money to travel in the 5 year, so that you can go explore new things in the 5 year, meet new people, you know. And then in the 6 year you're gonna be more dealing with your family. Maybe your family's gonna be calling on you more for advice, or they need you to help them out in some ways. Or you're dealing more with the community and talking about traditions or, the ways of the past. And then when you come into a 7 year, it's about studying. It's about going deeper within oneself. And you may not want to talk as much. You may not want to be around frivolous people. You want to be a little bit more serious and learn more about yourself, you know, to grow some. You may want to take up a new course, you know, or, you know, just stay away from people that much and do some more studying and reflecting and, you know, about one's life. And then when you come into an 8 year, it's about looking at all the things that you've done over the past 7 years, because now either you receive the rewards or you receive the consequences of your behavior for over the past 7 years, because the 8th year is now you're looking at karma. It's like a karma year. And then when you look at a 9 year, that's when you're supposed to be getting rid of things. You get rid of things that don't mean anything to you, or things that you haven't used in a while, just been sitting up there, but it's still good. So you want to give it to charity, or you want to give it away to someone that you know who could utilize it instead of it sitting around. You want to clean out your closets, clean out your life, get rid of the people who are dragging you down. You know, get rid of all the clutter around you. That's in a 9 year. You know, give to service to humanity, do more things, you know, where you're helping other people out. Mm. And then we start all over again, which is a 1. And a 1 is about new things, okay? little things happening, making way. That's why you're cleaning things out in the 9 year, because in the 1 year now, there's opportunities for new things to, for you to receive those new things, because you don't have stuff that's cluttering the way. And then in the 2 year, it's about diplomacy. It's about relationships. You know, getting understanding with your partners or your mates or your business associates and things like that, listening more and not trying to overpower people, but being more there for, you know, creating harmony.
Okay. Now, I know there was a little bit of confusion because someone sent me a question in the chat room. There's a difference between, like you said, 2010 is a 3 year and the person's personal year.
Yes, there's a difference.
Like,
okay,
my personal year is a 5, but 2010 would be a 3.
Okay. So if your personal year is a 5, then you're looking at 2010 being a 3. Okay, this is how we do the personal year. Let me
exactly, and that's what I just
you
wanted
add
to share
the month?
Question.
Okay.
To, you know, for the question that was in the chat.
Okay. The 2010 is the universal year. That means that's the vibration of the Earth right now. Is in a 2010 year. So the vibration of this planet Earth is a 3. So it's about socializing more for the planet, you know, people coming together more, you know, doing more, how you say, partying, looking at, you know, being more optimistic. That's the general vibration of this planet right now, okay? However, when we do a personal year of a person, we look at the month they were born, then we look at the day they were born, and then we add the 2010 to it, 20 plus 10, if they were born in January. Now, if you were born in March, you know, we're going to wait until March comes around, then we're going to add your month, your day, and your year. And that's the system that I use. Now, there are other systems that actually use January as you know, the beginning of everything. My system is doesn't change until your birthday comes around. Then your personal year changes. Okay? So, for instance, a person like Carol, she gave her, or why don't I do the next caller? Let's do the next caller. I will do their personal year.
Okay. All right. The next caller is area code 704, Reverend Majati. How you doing today?
Greetings. I am fine. Thank you very
greetings.
Much. And as you, and greetings to you too, sister.
Thank you.
I am learning that Black Womaniverse is always on top of spiritual matters. I learned so much, but then of course that makes sense. The goddess Womaniverse, obviously, you know, you would learn much from
that's
mama.
Right.
I'm trying.
No, doing a great job. Y'all doing a great job.
Yeah.
My date of birth. It's August 22nd. I'm sorry, I'm laughing for something that Sun Nubian said in the chat room. I'm still laughing at that, brother. That was pretty damn funny. Anyway, anyway, he's teasing me about my, he said he has VHS tapes as old as me. my birthday is August 22nd, 1969.
Okay. And so, with your permission, may I use your date of birth to talk about your personal year?
Please, go ahead.
Okay. So, first of all, we know that he's a 22, so that's a master number, and that's a 4. So, for him, it's important that things are in order in his life. When things in a room are not straight, he can be very hard to live with. He may allow it to be cluttered, but it's going to come out in his temperament. Because with 4s, you have to have things always in order. If it's not in order, then it just disturbs you so much. I mean, like books, books that are laying flat instead of laying up.
Yeah.
It's going to come out in your behavior. You're not going to be balanced. You may be a little snappy with people, or you may be a little harsh in how you, you know, speak to them. And in that way, you're very similar to the 8s. 8s will generally just come out there and tell you. 4s, they'll look at you first. They're not going to come straight out and tell you, but we may look in your eyes and see the disgust that you have in your eyes before you say something. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So when I look at your number, what I'm going to do is add the 8, so people that are following me, plus the 2, Well, you know what? Because you're a master number, we have to do it this way. We have to not add the 2 plus the 2. We have to add the 8 plus the 22 because of your master energy. And then, because your birthday is not until August, I have to add the 2 plus the 0 plus the 0 plus the 9. And that gives me a 41, which is a 5. So you are still in a 5 vibrational year. And the reason why I chose to use 2009 for those who are trying to follow me instead of 2010 is because his birthday is not until August. So the system that I use goes from birth year to birth year and not from January the 1st to January 1st, okay?
Okay.
So you are in a 5 vibrational year. 5 means that change is important for you. You know, things, you may have been doing things the same way for, I don't know how long, maybe the past 9 years, maybe. But now it's time for you to change and get out of that you've been accustomed to, and allow for new opportunities to come your way. That's what the 5 represents, is new people, new things, new experiences, and even to travel. If you haven't been traveling in a 5 year, travel is important. Now, what I look at, I'm going to go a little bit further with you,
okay,
and look at the month, which is January, which is a 1. Is that correct?
The month that I was born?
No. The month that we're in right now.
Yes. Okay.
So that means when I add the 41, your 5, which is your personal year, plus the 1 that is January, that tells me that this is a 6 month for you. January is a month that is important for you to connect with family, connect with those that you love, connect with the community that you may be a part of, and to be able to teach those things that we may have forgotten about, like traditions, you know?
Okay.
We need more traditional things going on right now. We see a lot of new stuff, and a lot of people are losing their way because they don't see where they fit.
Okay.
But for you, this month of January, you got to get out into the community. You say Reverend?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I teach African-centered spirituality.
And that's
surrounding the
needed.
The goddess concept. Yes.
Very good. We definitely need that.
Wow.
Definitely. Oh, I like you. Yes. Teach about the goddess energy and the traditions.
Yes.
Of learning from the women.
Yes.
You know, women being the first nurses and the first teachers.
Right.
The importance of that, the value of the womb. Because, see, right now there's not a lot of value of the womb. We may say we love women, we love our queens, we love our goddesses, but reflected in our behavior, it's not happening.
You're right.
So that needs to be talked about more, not just amongst us women, but amongst our brothers,
mm-hmm,
to each other, talking about that. Like, being able to see that, not just to hear it, because we hear a lot of things, but it's about reflection and behavior that is needed. So that's the month for you.
Okay.
Can you deal with that?
Definitely.
And then next month you can rest, you know?
Okay.
In February is going to be your self-reflection. You're going to reflect on what you did, what you said, you know, if your brother's friend's still going to like you or not. You know, you're going to
live
with the women. But, you know, you're a problem solver anyway.
Okay.
And you don't mind controversy. That doesn't disturb you.
No, you're right. Someone could read my life the last 20-some-odd years. They'd see, yeah, I don't have a problem with controversy, trust me.
That's right.
So,
you're here
to help us
to solve these problems. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Peace and blessings, everybody.
Peace and blessings to you.
All right. Wow, Sister Lydia.
Isn't
everyone,
it fun?
This is, but it's so important.
It is. And, you know,
it's so important. Can you give out your website information again? I posted
sure.
it up earlier, but we need to give that
mm-hmm.
out again. And, of course, we'll give it out at the end as well.
Okay. My website, I have two of them. The first one is arisingpieceofart.com. It is spelled arisingpeaceofart.com. That's arisingpeaceofart.com. And the second one is called Empowerment by Life Path Awakening. And that's EMPOWERMENTBYLIFE TATHAWAKENING. My email address is LidiaMena@AOL.com. That's LDIAMENNAA@AOL.com. Okay, and you know what? I had the opportunity of one of your listeners actually emailing me in December, early part of December, because she had been listening to your program and the archives of your program.
Wow.
And she called. And that was very powerful, because one of the things she wanted to know was about healing from incest. Okay? She wanted to do some work with women. I'm not going to mention her name if she's listening. You don't have to worry about that. I thought it was a very timely question, because so many of us are dealing with those issues. In fact, if you have 10 women in a room, only one or two of them have not been affected or not been, how you say, either incestual or some type of molestation, you know, growing up. So it's a very common number for people to have gone through that. Many of my friends I've talked to have gone through that. Many of my daughter's friends have gone through that, the incest. And so what I see in numbers even, it comes up. And, you know, like I said earlier, we come here to learn lessons. We come here to develop and grow in certain ways. And so that either through our parents, you know, or other relatives as we grow, they're all there for a reason and for our own development. And even in the ancestral relations, there are things that we ought to learn. And generally, when I do a person's chart, there are certain numbers that come up that let me know right away why the incest was there. Generally, the karmic numbers, the 14-5s and the 16-7s. Usually, there's something having to deal with that, you know, in their life, whether it was a family member or a friend of a family or something happened when they were younger, and it comes up. So I help people to get through that by, first of all, recognizing it numerically, why it was there, vibrationally, why it was there, and then to see where it's supposed to take them, because sometimes the karmic energy is about what happened in a past lifetime. And, you know, we get so teary-eyed when a 5-year-old dies in a fire or a 2-year-old, you know, is killed, and we say, oh, wow, you know, they didn't ask to be born. Why, you know, why would something like this, why would God let this happen? And then we see the old people that die, and they may have a wonderful life for themselves, but they abused and, you know, manipulated and, you know, hurt people their whole life.
Right.
And now they're dead. And people say, wow, you know, is there no justice? The thing is, we come back. And in coming back, they are things that we bring with us from the past. And some of those things are lessons, or we have to learn, because maybe in the past we didn't treat someone right. Or there's things that when you see relationships even where people, we look at them like, wow, they're a cheat, they did this, you know, they're involved in this relationship, but they got this marriage over here. But then they meet someone and they just find themselves irresistibly drawn to another person, and we judge it. But then we have to look at the charts, and I look at the charts and I see there was something in a past lifetime that was unfinished. And now these people have shown up together, and there's this energy that needs to be, activated, and things that need to go on in their lives in order to complete something that was not completed in the past. They don't mean to hurt other people, but they're drawn together so much so that they have to enact whatever that was not completed. So with numerology or numerology, what I've learned is to not be so judgmental about other people's lives and even my own life. Because when you have certain missing numbers, see, we talked about the numbers that were there, but when we look at a person's name, there are some people who only have two names. You know, and the name want me to do their chart, and I look at their chart, I'm like, you have about 5 missing numbers in your chart. And they're wondering, well, why can't they get it together? They may have to give themselves a middle name to make up for those numbers that were missing to help them. It's not going to change the destiny, but it's going to help them to deal with what it is that they've been dealt. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes. Those missing numbers are in relation to, like, special traits and lessons that we have to learn in life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are your karmic lessons. Like, if you don't have a 6, you know, in your chart or something, you know, because none of the numbers, you don't have any. Sixes will be the F's, the O's, and the X's. So you have a name and you have no F, O, or X, then you're going to have a missing six in your chart. So that's a missing number. That means that you have to learn about relationships, you know, that your relationships are not going to be normal like what everybody else considers to be normal. You may be in a polygamous relationship. You may be in a very challenging relationship, you know, than what others look at, because you have a missing six. That means there's some karmic lessons to learn about family, okay? Or you may have missing twos, you know, karmic lessons. You have no B, Ks, or Ts in your chart. So that means that you're not going to be as sensitive to other people. That means that you're not going to, how you say, be as compassionate with other people. And so people who have twos may keep showing up in your life to teach you compassion because you have none. Okay? And so, but you go through different relationships, and every time you look around, there's another two in your life. Until you get to the, so we go through these things until we accept the lesson that's being offered. And if we don't get it this lifetime, we're going to come back, and we're going to have to go through these lessons again. So there's no getting out of it. And so everyone has their own life to live. And for us to look at it, we can't judge it. We just have to look at it and understand it and help people to grow. And that's the work that I do, is to help people to look at their lives and then how they're interacting with others. And I've done charts, you know, for those who are locked up. I've done charts, you know, for new babies coming in, for old people going out. You know, it's like we just have to know. That knowledge is so important. And then applying it, the information, applying it. Like I mentioned to you earlier about the pineapples or the oats, you know, certain things that help keep us balanced. I mentioned to the other sister about the frankincense. They're oils that help to keep us balanced, because there's so many things throwing us off balance and off our vibrational course with the music that we hear that's out there that's, you know, wanting us to fight and kill each other or have sex with everybody that we see, you know, or do other things, and we don't know why we're doing it. We're being influenced all the time. But when we're in balance, those influences take a hold of us, and we don't know how to get out of it because we don't even recognize the pull that's being on us, you know? So this is to help build us and to help us to be stronger so we make better decisions, so we're able to look at what's going on and make sense of it, you know? And then we can be more successful because we can follow the flow. There's a flow. There's a universal flow of mathematics in everything. Everything needs mathematics. You can't build a house without mathematics. You can't understand, you know, how to send a rocket to the moon without mathematics. So why do we think we can understand ourselves without having some kind of blueprint? It's all there for us. You there with me?
All right, family. We have about 17 minutes remaining in the show. And, Lydia, there were a couple people on the line that wanted to ask you questions. Do you want to take those calls?
Yes.
All right. We have area code 706. Could you let us know who you are and where you're calling from?
Hi, I'm Stacy, and I'm calling from Augusta, Georgia.
Yes, Stacy. How are
you? And I'm doing well. I do a little bit of numerology myself. I got a few books, and I found it to be very comforting, even though my strong point is not with math and numbers. However, when I would do standardized tests in school, I always came up higher on the math, which is totally crazy.
Wow. Okay.
But my question is that my name is Stacy Crevel Stanley. My name, Stacy, does not have an E.
Okay.
I added the E so I could have more assertive, because I'm an entertainer.
Okay.
But I'm dealing right now with a lot of fear around it, performing, and not as an actress, but as a singer. I can act my butt off, not getting embarrassed, but as a singer, I get very embarrassed, very shy.
Okay.
And my birthday is 12/30/1980, and I just wanted to know what, I mean, I just need a little direction. I get very scattered. I have a lot of air in my chart, and I get very, very scattered, and it's hard to get focused and pick a direction and then work till the end of the process. And I think my number is six. I think that's what my life path is, a six.
Yes, it is. It's a 24-6. Yeah. And the 3 is where you is why the scattered energy is there, because 3 is when we're off balance.
I have a lot of 3s in my whole name as well.
Yeah,
like
that's why. Yeah, that's why. It's because of the 3s. And the things that will help you with the scattered energy would definitely be, you know, like the frankincense, the lemon, the oils, the essential oils.
Will help with that.
Okay? And and being able to write things down. The other thing is you have to keep a journal. Because
of
the
I'm starting it today.
You started your journal today?
Today I started it because I'm going to keep a journal. Just I don't care if I didn't write. I had toast today. I'm going to keep a journal, and it's just, you know, I'm going to be better about that. Wow.
Very good.
Okay.
See, you're right on it. And the other thing is, you know, certain herbs like fenugreek and ginger would also help you. Also the mint. Lemon would also help you as well. And you may want to wear, you know, certain stones, okay? Let's see, what stone can we use? We can use quartz citrine would help you with energy, okay? And also for your business, attracting more business, golden topaz would help as well, okay?
Golden what?
Golden topaz. Topaz.
Okay.
Would help you.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay. I think that was all. Well, I just had a birthday. Is there anything about my birthday that's special? Or, well, of course it's special, but you know, like.
Anything about your birthday that's special?
I just had a birthday.
Happy belated birthday.
Happy belated birthday. Yeah. Just, you know, really just keep connecting with children and with people because you're really great. You're a really good people person, and people do look to you for inspiration. Okay, and you were able to do that, you know, with no problem at all. Just, you know, just remember to do your meditations with the oils.
Okay.
And you will be okay. And, you know, it's also a time for change for you, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, do traveling. Do, you know, don't be afraid to meet new people. I mean, they just find you a joy anyway. You just charm everybody. But definitely do the oils so that you can get grounded, all right?
Yeah.
And you can go on my website, too. You can go on my website, too, and it gives you more information about the essential oils on a rising piece of art. Okay?
Thank you so much. God bless you all.
Take care now.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I like what she said about change, you know, putting an E to her name, you know, adding that extra vibrational energy.
Mm-hmm.
Because basically it's like what I said earlier about Dionne Warwick, because she did that, you know, years and years ago before any of this was even really publicized. You know, about this. And there have been people whose families have had issues and problems through generations, and they've gone through different counseling, and the counseling had told them to change their last name or to add a certain, you know, letter or something to their last name to change that energy that was traveling from generation to generation that was undesirable.
All right, and I like what you said about the stones. A lot of people do not know the power that stones have and the healing and the vibration that stones have.
They're wonderful tools. They are so wonderful.
Yes,
and you know what? You can look dressed up while you're wearing your tools, you know. I've had women, hematite is a really good stone that I use for birth because it helps to ground, you know, ground women, helps them to relax during the labor process. And it's also very protective of negative energy. And so oftentimes the women that I counsel, I have them buy hematite necklaces, and I have their partners, you know, come in with a hematite necklace or bracelet as well. And I may have them bring a quartz crystal into the room, too, to help with clarity in the room. So the stones are wonderful. In fact, someone had asked me the other day, did I believe in the Bible? You know, because I wear my stones all the time. In fact, if you see my picture, there's a, you know, something on my forehead, a stone. And I'm like, well, why did you ask that? You know, why did you ask if I believe in the Bible? And they like they didn't want to say why, but I knew it was because of my appearance. They saw the stone on my forehead, and so I just started talking to them about, well, did you look in the Bible and did you see where, you know, the different priests or prophets wore stones in their breastplate, and they will name them. They'll say ruby, or they'll say another stone. You know, there's
garnet
different stones.
And
yeah,
mm-hmm.
They mention these in the Bible. So this is not anything against anyone's religion. Not only do they mention the stones, they mention the essential oils. At one of the places I was teaching, one of the women said that her mother was concerned about what I was teaching, because, you know, I told them about frankincense, and they're doing medical, how do you say, scientific research now, up-to-date information on why frankincense helps to shrink certain tumors, or frankincense helps to, you know, with the mind and, you know, focusing. And
right.
And people will question these simple, basic things that they can go to the Bibles or the Qurans or whatever the scriptures that they believe in will bring these natural healing elements of the earth into their writings. And then
those
I said,
are the things that we're supposed to be using versus these chemicals that they are coming up with.
Very
you know,
much
so.
Because all these plagues and viruses, you know, lemon helps to kill viruses and bacteria. You know, they know this because you get dishwashing liquid and it says antibacterium has lemon in it. Or you have these other household cleaners that might have, how you say, pine oil or some oil, essential oil in it because it cleanses and it heals. And, again,
exactly.
These things, you can find them. And see, what I do with the numbers is, based on what your number is, it tells me what essential oil helps to bring you balance or what stone helps to bring and it's food, too, and colors. So all of the earth's natural sciences is what we can be using today to overcome some of these illnesses that we have, because when our vibrations are low, we're more susceptible to the illnesses. When we're doing great, we're fine, we're feeling good about everything, it's like nothing can touch us. But get depressed or get upset, you know, you catch a cold, you're like, where did this cold come from? Why am I feeling a headache right now? Why am I so down right now? When your vibration is low, you're more susceptible, or you are more, how you say, you heal a lot slower. You know, you may, even if you're using all these things, you may get sick, you heal a lot quicker with the oils, you know, or with your tools than you would if you didn't use anything. You can use your antibiotics for 10 days, whereas if, you know, some of the essential oils for healing or the different other modalities that we use, you may get over something in 3 days instead of 10, you know? And you don't have the side effects that some of these products give off, too. I mean, you don't have to get something to, you know, something to pick you up in the morning, something to let you down at night, something to correct the erectile dysfunction problem. You know, you can get oils for these things. You
exactly.
Know, I just thought I'd throw that in.
Mother Nature is always available to help us out with our different diseases and things.
Yeah.
We have a couple more calls, but we're not going to get to them all. We'll try to, but, I mean, Sister Lydia has been with us for 2 hours, and I graciously say thank you, thank you, thank you for what you're
thank
doing.
Thank you. Time goes by so fast when you're having fun.
Indeed, but, you know, we need to support our sisters and our brothers who are out there doing the work for our people. So she has given out her website. We will give that out again at the end of the show. And she will also give out her email address for those who may need charts or may need help with, you know, midwifery or just, you know, holistic healing or counseling in general. The next caller we have is area code 609. And if you could let us know who you are and give us your information or your comment, rather.
Yes, my name is Lauren. And yes, and I'm from New Jersey.
Okay.
And,
I was born in New Jersey.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's a plus. South Jersey
well,
or North
helps.
Jersey? Yes.
Well, Lauren, it was Fort Dix, New Jersey. My father was Air Force.
Not far. I'm 20, like maybe 25 minutes from there, Central Jersey, Princeton area.
Okay.
Princeton area. So not too far. Oh, that's a good plus right here.
Yes, it is.
Okay. And my birthday is 1/18/54, and my general question is, you know, what do you? I'm not familiar with this numerology. How to what figures go on with that?
Okay, so you want to know? Your question is what now? You gave me your birthday, and what is your question?
What do you see out of that?
I see what you're asking me. Okay.
Yes.
I'm always very careful to let people know that I'm not a reader.
Right.
I only calculate what the numbers add up to, and then I let you know what the numbers represent.
Okay.
I'm not a seer or a reader.
Okay.
So
that's good.
What I do is I add up the 1 plus the 18, right?
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. Well, you can do it with me. 1 plus 1 plus 8. okay? And then I add the one, oh, no. Then I add the 2009 because that's the, no, 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 2010 because your birthday is January. Your birthday is coming up, right?
Soon, yes.
Yeah, very good, very good. And so the number that I get is a 4. In fact, I get a 13-4. And 13 is what we call a karmic number. So that means that there's going to be some transitions for you. And in transitioning for you in this particular year, this is your personal year, 13,
mm-hmm.
which is a 4, it's about establishing a foundation, you know, making sure things are in order, looking at your mm-hmm. monies, looking at, you know, just creating a very focused life that's filled with being grounded and not scattering anything. You got to get everything in order. And when you look at the 13, we're talking about transition. So that means that some things you're going to be letting go of or some things are going to be leaving your life this year in order for you to have some growth in your life. Because things, when we transition, it's not about, you know, what some people look at as a death. It's more about getting some things out of your life so that you can have room to grow and room to learn. Because you have, because sometimes we're stagnant in what happens with us. We don't try
mm-hmm.
to move forward. And so
yes.
this is a year for you to transcend some things that you may have been holding back on. Just go ahead and
okay.
just move forward. Let it go. Because it's a good
okay.
thing for you. Okay?
Okay.
And so that's important for you to understand that so that you don't get upset. Okay? It's real important that you understand that you release and understand that the conditions, you know, are right and are useful for you at this time. So avoid the rigidness in your life, okay?
Okay.
You got
okay.
me? Just
yes, that's where I'm heading to. You're absolutely
okay.
right. Yes.
Okay. Just stay. Keep order. Keep organization. You know.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. That's what I have for you right now.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you
for calling, Lauren.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
All right. We have another caller from area code 219.
Mm-hmm.
If you could let us know who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi. My name is Dawn, and I'm calling from Crown Point, Indiana.
Hi, Dawn.
Hey,
how are you?
Dawn.
Good. How are you all?
Doing good. You have a lovely voice, Dawn.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm really excited about this. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi.
My birthday is August 11th,
1982. Mhm. Okay. And do you have anything that you're focusing on right now?
Well, I've been thinking a lot about relationships and success within my business. I'm an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the two areas that I'm really seeking some clarification on.
Okay. Well, you know that you are a natural teacher because you know, being born on the 11th gives you that ability to reach people. People are always drawn to you because you have a certain light, okay?
Mm.
And that light is what people see. They see that they can connect with you and you can help lead them in a certain way because you've been led. You've had mentors and, you know, just guides that have really been helping you through the different challenges that you've had to grow up with.
Mm-hmm.
That have been really, you know, hurtful or, you know, just something that's been heavy on you.
Mm-hmm.
But you're also a writer. You know, you're very creative.
I am a writer, yes.
Mm-hmm. And you have to keep a journal as well. Information comes to you through the other realms very easily, and that's why it's important for you to write things down. What
mm-hmm.
I see as far as your particular personal year is a 3. So you're going to have to express yourself in your business and your relationship. It's important that you speak up and
mm-hmm.
and speak your truth, okay? So if you've been holding back on speaking, now is the time. You know, this is a favorable time for you to go ahead and speak what's on your mind. You know, speak with compassion, of course, but, you know, when you're looking at a 4-month, which is what January is for you, it's also about being grounded and establishing a foundation. You know,
mm-hmm.
you want to solve the problems, and a lot of the problems that come from right now you not speaking up. So you got to speak. I know it's hard for you sometimes because of your sensitivity, but
yeah.
things, you can say some things, you know, that need to be said, and you understand how to say things in a way that has compassion and, you know, shows that you care, because you feel what other people are feeling anyway, you know. But don't let that stop you from speaking your truth. That's important.
Mm.
You'll feel better when you speak your truth. Okay?
Right. That makes a lot of sense.
Okay. And, you know, you may want to, for this month, get some St. John's wort tea, which is helpful with some, you know, if you have any anxiety or stress, you know, the St. John's wort tea. For hormonal balancing, you may get geranium oil. And geranium is very strong, so you want to mix it with lemon, you know, some lemon oil. And then it's more tolerable, and there's a really nice fragrance with the lemon, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Dawn.
Did you see anything about relationships?
Mm-hmm, speak up.
Okay.
You know, speak your truth. That's what I was saying. That's what I was referring to.
Oh, okay, I see. All right, thank you very much.
Okay, take care now.
Thank you for calling, Dawn.
Thanks.
All right, we have one last caller
if you want one more. Okay.
Do you have time? I want to be respectful of your time.
I'm fine, yes. I have enough for one more caller and then advertise about, you know, what I do and how I do
Definitely.
It and who I do it with.
We have a caller from area code 269. Could you let us know who you are and where you're calling from?
Yes, my name is Karen, and I'm calling from Michigan.
Hi, Karen from Michigan.
Hi.
Hi, Karen.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great, great. What's your birthday?
12. Why do I keep saying 12? 2.
Oh, my goodness.
2/25/1952.
2/25.
Wow, a lot of twos.
Yes, and a lot of fives.
Wow, okay. So 2/25/1952.
Yes.
So we have the 7 energy. And with the 7, that tells me that you're good at looking beneath the surface. You don't just stay on top of things. You like to go beneath and see what's not being said. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. And when I also add up all of your numbers together, I believe, and I'm rechecking what I had, is I get a 26 this time. I'm going to do that over.
That's right.
Was that right? That's what you got too? Okay.
26 and 8.
Okay, great. Thank you for that confirmation. So business is important to you. You're very good at business, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're good at supervising, and you're also good at knowing where people fit in. You know, you have really good, judge of character.
Yes.
You know where a person will fit in. And you also make sure that things are done, and you look at details. If anything is out of place, you definitely let people know around you. Now, people don't appreciate that.
No.
But they know that it's necessary, even though they don't appreciate it, because when you come around, everybody gets to work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And you tell and you make sure that it's all done. And so what they don't appreciate is that you can always see what's not done. Sometimes you have to let people know the good that they're doing, too, though. That's important, Karen.
Okay.
Because you gotta give other people a chance to voice themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they have ideas that will help you. Do you
okay.
own a business? Do you own a business?
No, not at this time.
But you did?
Yes.
Okay. So in dealing in that world, when you choose to be in that world again, or even in your own personal life, because you're so a stickler at things being done and things being done right, give other people a chance to voice, because everyone is not going to see it the way you do. You're looking at everything, and you see all the different components and the parts and stuff like that. But everyone doesn't have your vision, and everyone doesn't have your drive, because you have a very powerful drive. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
So allow others to voice so that you can hear what they have to say, and then allow them to do it their way if they're doing it, because they're really not extensions of you.
Okay.
Sometimes with the 8, we think that, okay, this is my vision, this is what God gave me to do, and this is all that, and you're just working for me, or you're just here in my life to do what I want you to do. But everyone has a role, and everyone is working for the higher good.
Okay. Yes, yes.
You understand
what
I'm saying?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
So get some ginger.
Okay.
Ginger oil will help you to deal with those that you feel are not doing it right.
All right,
It would help you to be a little more tolerable of those that kind of get on your nerves, okay? Because, you know, there are those people, right?
Yes.
So get some, drink some ginger tea, you know, get your ginger juice. You know?
Okay.
Just always put some ginger in your spinach, you know.
All right.
It's important for you to have ginger, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right.
So how we doing? So that's you know, I'm enjoying this. I'm enjoying this.
Thank you so
much
for coming on to the show today and blessing us with this information in reference to numerology.
Yeah.
So can you give your information out, you know, what it is that you do, your websites, your email address, and how everyone can get a hold of you and be able to access the services that you offer?
Okay. My website, arisingpeaceofart.com, and the other one is empowermentbylifepathawakening.com. My email address is ldiamennaa@aol.com, and I also come on Naptime Jazz with Wanik Shabazz regularly, every second Sunday, and, you know, sometimes other Sundays I'm there too, depending on what's going on and what event is taking place. But they can tune into that at www.wrfg.com through the internet. And they can also listen, you know, as an extension of what I do. There's also the, Olmec Galactic Signatures, the Mayan Signatures. And a lot of people are interested in the 13 Moon Calendar, and they can listen to that program, WRFG 89.3 FM. They can hear more information about that tonight if they listen in at 12 midnight to 6 a.m. in the morning. It's Atlanta, Georgia time. So we need to know that there are different calendars and different ways to calculate time so that we can, again, like I said, this is a year for being more optimistic, for bringing in, you know, joy, for, you know, looking at life in a different way so that we can uplift humanity instead of looking at the dooms and all that, you know, doomsday, you know, they have movies about 2012 and all that. Well, if you turn into WRFG 89.3 FM tonight, you will actually hear more about the 13 moon calendar and also how to calculate individually a person, because just like I'm doing numerology, you can also understand what your chart is based on your galactic signature. And I had mine done too, you know, which helps me to understand. In fact, that's where my name Mena comes from. Because
is there a way to listen to that if you're not in Georgia?
Yes, www.wrfg.org. Okay?
Wrfg.org.
And that's what Wanik Kimitehudi Shabazz. Okay?
Yeah, I'm going to try my best to see if I can, if I'm still up at midnight.
Help you to see calendars in a whole different way. You know, help you to see, because one thing that we, you know, we look at, I just shared with you about this being 2010, it's a 3 vibration. There's even more to it. When you look at the galactic, or how you say, the 13 moon calendar, it helps us to calculate each day so that everybody is living in harmony. There's certain things you do, you know, on a day that's the eagle day, or a day that's the star day, or a day that has to do with, you know, there's different ways of looking at it. And then when we all look at it, we all fall in line with harmony and peace in this world. And so this is something that's worldwide, the 13 moon calendars. You know, this Gregorian is what we're looking at when we say Happy New Year, January 1st.
Right.
But we know, how could that be new when it's in the dead of winter? You know, which
right.
is why they have April Fools in April, because, hey, fooled you. This is really when the new year is supposed to start in spring, right?
Exactly.
So there are different calendars. The Chinese have their calendar. Every culture, the Jewish calendar, you know, there's some other calendars all around the world, but the 13 moon calendar.
That's our calendar.
Yes, and we can look at that, and we can get calibrated, all of us, so that we're all in one accord, bringing peace in this time and strengthening each other. So, yes, so go ahead and listen to that, all the listeners that are on your program, give you another understanding of the calendars and also our vibrational energy. So I want to thank you so very much for allowing me to interact with your listeners and to share what I know will help us all, too, to be better, citizens, and to have stronger families, be better partners. Because when we understand ourselves, then we have more love for other people. When we see our own gifts, then we can't wait to see the gift in others and then come together, because all of us make up a whole.
Right.
It's just
right.
about knowing who we are and what we're supposed to be doing, understanding our purpose and living on purpose. Huh?
Thank
okay?
you so much. Thank you
Thank
so much.
You.
For
and hopefully it won't be another 6 months before.
Yeah.
Because I got plenty more subjects. We can talk about whole other things next time that
what
is really exciting.
What you want to talk about next?
Oh, I love talking about reproductive health and holistic sex.
Ooh.
Based
ooh
on reproductive
ooh
health, yeah.
Reproductive
That's,
health.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I'm mixing all the words up. I said reproductive sex and holistic.
Reproductive health, you know, holistic sexuality. By looking at our organs, valuing our organs, and understanding when they come together, there's other body parts that are actually healed. Okay,
mm-hmm.
You know, you heard Marvin Gaye's song,
yeah,
Sexual Healing. That is
yeah,
absolutely real.
That's why they don't play that like talking about. He was serious with that.
He was serious. And, there's, and you know, we can make that plain and help people understand the depth of what that meant.
Exactly.
You know, just in our own lives, because we're having women that have bladder problems and issues, and we're thinking that,
right,
oh, it was the soda, or we didn't drink enough water. It could have been a position, okay? It could have been that there was a quickie. Quickies are not healthy for women.
Yeah, I
so
never liked those. And now I know why I get an attitude.
And, you know,
my spirit just, I just get an attitude. I'm like, what is this?
Because
is
you
this?
Didn't get to the, cause you didn't get to those 9 levels of orgasm, so that's why.
What is this?
So women, you
I
know,
see.
Really need to know, and men need to know, you know, why they're having erectile dysfunction and things like that. If you're overusing that part of your body, not understanding how
right
to bring that energy up into your body
right
instead of wasting it, then there's going to be health issues.
See, man, you done started, and we need to go ahead and end this call right now because
okay
it seems like we're about to go ahead and talk for another 2 hours. But what I would
yeah,
do
we'll
is I
that
will email you,
okay,
and we can go ahead and start talking about, you know, when you will be able to come on next, and it will not be 6
sure
months.
All right.
It won't be next week because we done took some of your energy today, so you need to, you know,
oh, yeah,
get everything. But
I'm getting ready to start teaching prenatal class right now. I got
oh,
some prenatal
wow
clients.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank
you
again for coming on, and I will speak with
right
you soon.
Take
peace
care
and blessings.
Love you all. Peace.
Love you too.